Well, Neil, 23 done and dusted. Looking forward to 24. Are you all set?
We're all set now tonight. We've done the launch tonight. We have our two charities named and made public, and we're ready for action. As I say, 23 years, 827,000 plus collected for 35 different charities, and that's what we're about. We just provide a vehicle as a 10K road race for the charities to go out there, push out the boat, as they say, and seek sponsorship and seek fundraising to help them. And it's always good to have the race as a focal point for all that. So, yes, it's very good. And it's, again, over the years, we've been very successful, as I say, with all the different charities. And it wouldn't happen, really, without our sponsors, our Donegal Daily, the Mount Errigal Hotel, Value Centre, Century Cinemas, and Brian McCormick Intersport. They give us good support every year to help us along, to defray some of the costs, which means the money goes back to the charities, and that's what it's all about, really.
Yeah. And the two charities this year are?
The two charities this year are Donegal Diabetes Family Support Group, and that is a support group for parents of children with type 1 diabetes. And it's becoming more common, and as Maria just mentioned inside there tonight, there's been two more children diagnosed just in the last week in this locality here. And the second one is the No Frontier, No Foundation Barriers, which is the development of support and exoskeletal machines to help people walk after major injuries and accidents and brain damage and brain injuries, to get them back on their feet, give them a bit of mobility, give them a bit more physical training, and to get them fitter so that they can go back out there into their own community again. It's a very expensive piece of equipment, and again, for people that have had relatives with that injury and head injuries and car accidents and whatnot, they had to leave the country, as Sonia said, went to Baltimore in America to get that help and support back then, to get children back on their feet. So it's there now, and to be fair to Johnny Lohry and his team and the No Frontier, Barry Peter Smith is there and Sonia McGarvey, and they're very good, and they're hopefully we can do help for them as well, that they can raise a certain amount of money now, and they say it themselves, the money that we do will raise for the No Frontier Barriers in this event will just fill a hole, because this machine is very, very expensive.
And the race is on?
The race is on Sunday the 3rd of May at 2 p.m. And as I say, I never make any apologies for blocking the town on that day. And thanks to the Gardaí, especially Sergeant Eunan Welch, who helps us a lot over the next 4 or 5 weeks with Ilabala staff, Ilabala, everybody on duty that day. And again, he enjoys it as part of a community development. I mean, this is not run by an athletic club. It's run by a group of individuals. In actual fact, myself and Brent McDade's only two athletic-minded people. Well, it's not fair to say athletic-minded, but that's associated with athletic clubs. The rest of them are just different people that come along and support. And that's what we do.
Yeah, and it's not just for the serious runner or competitor.
Oh, absolutely not. Last year we had over 1,200 finishers. And I mean, at the end of the day, no matter what event we do in Donegal, there's never more than 100 serious athletes in it. So there's 1,100 or 1,100 people there that are actually developing that, you know. And it's the day they come out, as somebody said, in there with their dogs and their prams and their, what did you call it, casual family day out. But it's a great day, and usually, thank God and touch wood, we've always got a good day for it, which is half the battle.
Yeah. Enter online.
Yes, we do our entry online now. We encourage it as best as possible, because with all due respect, and we do 3 days of pre-registration before the weekend before the competition, but it's an awful lot of money and it's an awful lot of hassle of even getting it sorted out before, you know, getting it into banks and whatnot. Online entry means everything comes in and it's all done, and you just go into www.northwest10k.com and you can follow on the line to register. And that, what that means for us, it means that we can help charities, we can help develop, and we can go out and do some work on the grounds, on the course, when we normally would be sitting and taking on our normal registration.